We began the Women's School of Ministry Leadership 2 years ago. There are 17,530 hours in 2 years. That's 1,052,000 minutes. That's a lot of minutes, right? What has happened in the minutes of your life over the last 2 years? Each of us could stand here and share stories about what's happened in the minutes of our lives over the past 2 years. Inserted in those minutes was an event called the Women's School of Ministry Leadership. I listened to various speakers who helped me to see things in a new light. A lecture on hermeneutics and principles of studying the Bible helped me to dig deeper in my lesson plans. Sherry Mortison, she spoke about the woman at the well. And she sparked such an interest that it was the inspiration for our ladies' retreat last year. Various speakers helped me to be a more effective leader. The homework assignments, they helped me to cogitate on topics, linger in scripture, and grew me. But the most impactful assignment for me was the internship. At first, it seemed like a huge task. I mean, it stressed me out, an internship. With all the things that I had going on in my life, my family, you know, running my own business, ministry, and you want me to do what? Start an internship? Where was it going to fit? But it fit in the 1,052,000 minutes of my life. I identified two leaders in our group, and together we began the Jericho Girls. Collectively and prayerfully, we began a women's ministry that addressed the walls that we put around our hearts. We began studying various walls that we put up, walls with God, walls with others. And then we got a little bit deeper, walls of hurt, resentment, fear, walls of esteem. We met once a month for 12 months. And during this time, guess what? I found out that I too have walls. One of the walls that I identified was a wall of isolation. You see, I'm a perfectionist. I tend to think that I can do things all on my own. I have a hard time asking for help. Anybody else have a hard time asking for help? Oh, I got one over there. Yes. Remember, you're in church. You're supposed to tell the truth. I have a hard time asking for help. And so by identifying this wall, it helped me to be more transparent with my friends. And the last 3 years, my husband and I had a rough journey financially. And so I went to two of my dearest friends and began to share with them and began to sob. And they sat there, stunned, not knowing what to do. And then finally, one of my dear friends broke the silence and she said, "You cannot do this. You're Elmer. You're our Elmer's glue. You keep us together." And so we laughed about that. But in dealing with this wall of isolation, it did help me to share, open up my heart, bring down those walls. And it changed me as a person. So thank you, girls. During this time, I was encouraged to write. And so I wrote a book called Walls of a Warrior. I'm super excited about it. It addresses my journey and my walls that I dealt with. And it's currently at the editors. It will be published and available September 1st at wallsofawarrior.com. It is my vision that reading this book about my walls and my experiences will help other women bring down their walls and will form Jericho Girls groups along with me, and that we can bring down the walls of hearts worldwide. All of this because of the Women's School of Ministry Leadership. I'd like to thank Pamela for her efforts in leading the school. I would also like to thank the leaders who stepped up to coach us and encourage us. They made a big impact on all of us. As we graduate today, we are beginning the next homework assignment that God is giving us as He writes the stories of our lives. The school has reminded me that my minutes are precious and they go by so fast. I need to utilize my minutes for eternity, changing lives one woman at a time. What will we do with the minutes of our lives? God bless you, ladies, as you go out there and you change the world. Thank you.